Coach, you said just as I was getting going here with you, it's maybe it wasn't pretty for a while there, but a win is a win at the state basketball tournament, right?
Yeah, I'm really proud of our guys. We defended well the entire game, held them to 11 points in each half. And, yeah, you're right. Sometimes down here the shots aren't dropping, and neither team certainly shot the ball well today. But just really proud of the way we defended, took pretty good care of the ball overall, showed good toughness, and that's what you got to do to win down here.
And really, when you think about it, different people stepped up at different times of the game. And in a game like this, you know, this guy sitting next to you came in and gave you a pretty good spark.
Yeah, he's had a great year. Seth has just plays a great role for us. You know, comes to work every day, does his job, finishes well inside, defends well. He's just a very good overall athlete in terms of strength and quickness. And, yeah, he's had a huge role in our success this year.
Talk a little bit about the defense that you used against them. I know you did some man things every now and then, but basically in the half court, what were you looking to do?
Well, we played 1-3-1 most of the game and did a nice job of kind of knowing the personnel. And you know, sometimes you have to make adjustments if the other team is shooting the ball well. But with the way we were, you know, holding them down and not giving up too many offensive rebounds, and you know, they were never able to get it going from outside, it worked really well for us. And obviously it was nice in the second half to build a lead and be able to stay with that good defense and kind of force them maybe out of their comfort zone a little bit.
You almost dared some of their kids to shoot the three. I mean, they had some open looks, and as it turns out, that was just great for you guys.
Yeah, our kids do a great job of knowing the personnel. I mean, I think they were well prepared. They knew, you know, which kids that maybe weren't as comfortable shooting those open shots, and you know, we were able to control the inside game for the most part. And second half, I just thought we really did a good job of attacking the basket. We didn't do that in the first half. We just weren't getting to the rim much. But second half, we had some nice passes and finishes at the rim, and ultimately that was the difference.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate it.
Tim Fleming with Seth Hermanson. And Seth, you came off the bench, gave him a little spark, and that's something you've done all year for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's just knowing my role when I come in and doing it to my fullest potential.
Yeah, there were some times you were able to find that back door, and they hit you with some nice passes too.
Yeah, it's really nice playing with a good point guard and good passers like Bennett, because you know that you're more than likely going to get the ball when he's driving.
What was it like being out there in a slower, I call it a grinding kind of game? What was that like for you guys?
I'd say it was different, because everybody in our conference really wants to play fast. So it was just weird adjusting to the slow.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking this would be different than, a Newman Catholic Leg Mills game, where you guys were going up and down the floor constantly. A lot different.
Yeah, that game was really fast-paced, and then you come over here, and this one's just really, really slow.
Yeah. Now you got to sit back, scout a little bit. You ready for the next one?
Yeah. Come out and give it our best shot.
Go for it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Tim Fleming with Bennett Berger. And Bennett, we were just talking about it. It was kind of a grinding kind of a game. You guys just had to try to find the flow. What's that like for you as a point guard off run?
I think first half we kind of struggled with the flow a little bit on offense. Obviously, when you score 11 points, that's not really something we do. But we know when you come down here to the well, nothing's going to come easy. And in the second half, we kind of just put our head down and got to the rack and ended up paying off for us.
I've watched you guys score 11 points in a minute. You know, I mean, you're used to getting up and down the court. That is a different flow for you guys.
I just feel like Danville executed their game plan really well. They didn't want to shoot until they had a really good look, and it's kind of affecting us a little bit. So, you know, hopefully we can learn from that and, you know, come back down on Wednesday and, you know, execute our game plan well.
Hey, you like to be here. You guys obviously know the place, you know, being here before. Did that help you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, kind of my sophomore year is what I was saying, is we didn't shoot it well at all my sophomore year either, and we still kept firing them up, but that's kind of what they said. We just got to, you know, just if they're not falling, they're not falling. You just got to get downhill, get to the rack, take a good look, and, you know, take what the defense gives you.
Defense, again, you guys are in that 1-3-1 in the half court. Talk about that and what you're trying to do.
I feel like we kind of started sticking to that and substate a little bit, and it worked well. And I don't know, it's just kind of where we have everybody on the floor. It's just a good defense for us with our length and our speed. And we can play it aggressive. We can play it laid back like we did today. And, yeah, it's just been a good defense for us for a little bit.
Congratulations. Nice win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tim Fleming with Wyatt Humming. And every game is different at the state basketball tournament. You guys kind of battled through and got one today, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I mean, they're a very good defensive team. They held us really kind of down in the first half. It was 11-11, and we just had to come out with confidence and, you know, play aggressive in the second and kind of look for our shots a little bit more in that second half. Just try to be aggressive and get buckets.
They all kind of scrambled after you a little bit too. I mean, you get the ball in the post and you'd wind up with two, three other guys coming after you. Mm-hmm. After a while, you had to be looking left and right all at the same time.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was. You know, I had to, and when at the start of the game, I kind of was a little surprised. I don't know. I would have the ball and then I'd get stripped and I kind of was flustered a little bit and had a few turnovers. And in the second half, I had to relax a little more, just chin the ball and be really strong with it and then find open teammates.
Take that big deep breath. Here you are, Final Four now at state tournament. What's that feel like for you?
It just feels great. You know, been here 2 years before. Still, this is the first year we've been able to get the win finally. And I'm just excited. Get back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, get back to work. And it is what a great accomplishment. This is obviously a goal for you guys to get here, but to get here and win is what's top of the list.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just so huge that we can actually get a win here now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.